Hey folks, Dan Freo here with your closing bell for June 25th, 2025. So the Federal Reserve spoke in front of Congress again today, and the news was pretty good. It helped the interest rates here, and the stock market, the equity markets are completely just flat at this point. But now what we're focusing in on, the Federal Reserve said today in front of Congress, he said, the economy looks pretty darn good, but we're going to focus in on the unemployment numbers and see how those go. So if you don't believe me on these, let's get over to see his testimony real quick. Then when you come back, I'm going to show you how his testimony, some of the other economic news we got in today, is affecting the markets. We're talking stocks, bonds, crypto, and where are rates going to go from here. So take it away. Let's see what Federal Chairman Powell has to say in front of Congress in regards to the state of the economy.
I look forward to continuing to work to get that done. So there has been some angst vocalized about the reconciliation bill and the president's trade policies. And from my perspective, much of that skepticism is both unfair and premature. Market resiliency and recent economic data actually continues to reflect confidence in the U.S. economy. Look at the recent Treasury auction, which was notably successful and saw stronger than expected demands for 30-year bonds and stable, even slightly declining yields. To me, this demonstrates that investors still view the U.S. debt as an attractive asset, regardless of the ongoing policy discussions and debates and forging a pathway forward. And those fundamentals of the economy, actually remain quite strong. Chair Powell, would you agree that the components of our economy actually remain quite strong? And how does the Fed consider this type of strong auction performance in the context of your market expectations and monetary policy discussions?
Great question.
As you point out, the Treasury market is working fine just now. Liquidity is adequate and bond prices are responding to economic events. And so bond market's in good shape. In terms of the strength of the economy, I would strongly agree. The labor market's in a solid place. The economy's growing. Inflation is in a pretty good place, come much closer to 2%. So it's a very solid economy. We are watching the labor market very closely, as we always do. And a couple of things in particular. One is just a very low hiring rate, which goes with a low layoff rate. But if we were to start to see layoffs, we would see unemployment go up quickly, and so we're watching that carefully. But the labor market has remained solid, and I would agree with your overall characterization.
Thank you. Appreciate you being here today.
So that was the brief part of that I wanted to focus in on, because he's saying the economy is pretty darn good. And if you look at the data here, inflation's in check, unemployment rates down there in line. And the GDP, we're going to get this number out in the next couple of days to show us that production is starting to pick up. So here's the data that we're getting in the next 2 days. And what we got today was pretty bad when it comes to new housing. But we got building permits. Permits are still kind of in line. Last reading was 1.4 million. It was supposed to drop to 1.39, and it did. But new home sales, last reading, they were up 10%. Now they're down 14, say. That's a 24% move. That is dismal. And then new home sales or new home inventory is now at a 9-month high or 9-month inventory levels. That's you usually on a good number at 6 months. So you're going to start seeing home builders starting to cut prices and giving in even more incentives when it comes to this. So if you've been waiting for some home prices to start dropping, some areas you're going to see that, some areas you're not. But overall, you're probably going to see new home construction starting to really drive down the prices in those areas. So that's what we're seeing through that area. Well, here's what we got coming in tomorrow. Now, continued jobless claims. That's what the Federal Reserve is watching. So the expectations are they're just going to stay stagnant at 1.95. We hope they're doing that, and we'll continue to watch this tomorrow. It's going to come out tomorrow. Then we're starting to get some durable goods orders and things like that, and GDP. So we're getting the GDP tomorrow. It's coming in quarter over quarter, and then this is going to update the numbers on a yearly basis. And then what we're going to get on Friday is the PCE number. This is the inflation number that the Federal Reserve most monitors, and that'll fill in the gaps with a lot of this data that the Federal Reserve is monitoring. So the big number we want to focus in on is unemployment or the unemployment numbers. We got that coming in. Well, you can kind of extrapolate this into or from the continued jobless claims. Here's what else we have. Durable goods orders, they're coming in tomorrow as well. That's going to tell us, is the consumer still buying? So that's going to play a good role there. And durable goods orders, so that's we have initial jobless claims. So we got, there's a lot of data coming in, put it that way, over the next 24 to 48 hours. I will be live tomorrow, not live tomorrow, but I'll go try to get you between before the bell opens to let you know how these came in and instant market reactions on all these things. But look at it this way. If the economy starts showing some cracks, that's what the Federal Reserve needs, or I guess wants, to be able to start cutting rates. On our side of the equation, we're just hoping the economy stays stable. I do hope prices, I've been saying on home prices, they're going to be stagnant over the last 2 or 3 years. The Case-Shiller Index just came out yesterday, and it's still showing home prices going up. Let's see that. I think it was yesterday's data. Case-Shiller Index right here. Home prices still on a national basis were up 3.4% over a year time, but the month over month is starting to decline. So markets are really starting to flatten out. I've called that for the last 2 or 3 years. Now the numbers might start moving back in the ranges I thought, because about 2 years ago, I said the markets are going to be flat. Well, the markets went up 3%, 4%, 5% last year, and they're up 3% this year. So even if we get down 5%, 6%, 7%, they're right in the range that I was expecting the home prices to be. So that's what we're seeing. But some home areas, they're dropping more, and other areas like Chicago, we're doing fine here. So there's a dynamic there that you really have to understand your local markets if you're looking to buy into this market. So that's what we're seeing on the news front. If you go over the equities right now, across the board, it's basically just mixed across. We got the Dow Jones down 100, NASDAQ up 60. So basically no news there. We got the VIX still going down. A tag at 16 is great news for the anxiety level on Wall Street. Let's check the oil prices here. We're back below $65 a barrel. That is good on the inflation front. And just for kicks, let's look over at the crypto. It's 107,000. It's up $2,000 for the day. So that means some people are making some money in Bitcoin. So before I forget, before you guys go out there and look to buy a house or buy a car, and there's a reason I'm doing this, and so don't click the dial, is when the banks pull your credit, what's happening is the credit agencies now can sell your financial data, and they're doing it. I'm getting calls from my clients after we pull their credit. They're getting 20, 30, 40 phone calls, emails, texts, and everything. If you want to stop that from happening, now this is if you're looking to buy a house or buy a car, when the lender pulls credit for those type of loans, that financial data is being sold. If you want to stop it, go to optoutprescreen.com. I'll have the link down below. All you have to do is fill it out. I didn't create this. It's trying to get through legislation right now that they should stop these things. They're called trigger leads. Check your, just Google it. I actually got some information from the government today that this just passed one other stage in the government. So this might become legal at some point, that we're illegal for them to sell the data. But until then, check this out. You might be interested in that. But now let's get to who I am and what do I do. So my name is Dan Freo. I do these reports twice a day to inform you guys what's going on with interest rates, mortgages, and mortgage programs. We try not to talk about home prices because they're completely local to your area. Even where I live, if you go a town over, the market's completely different. So you have to know where you're buying. But where I can help is when it comes to the financing. So I work at a federal bank, and that means I'm federally licensed. So I'm in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. So if you're out there, I'd love to help you. Here's a unique thing that we do, though. You're out there, you're probably looking, okay, Dan, do you have the best rates, though? Well, let me say I got pretty darn good rates, because here's what I do for you. We have a slogan, one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. Now, how do we do that? I actually had a live event this afternoon. I showed you guys how to do that. But if you're interested in that, what happens is at the bank I work at, and it's a federal bank, we've set up with 33 other lenders at this time to be able to offer you their programs, their rates, even their boutique programs like right through here. We have a $7,000 down or $7,000 grant program. What this is it's one of our investors has this. And if you're for a first-time home buyer or a home buyer looking to put down 3%, that's all you really need in these days and age to buy a house, we're going to give you two of those 3% up to $7,000. So you might qualify for that. Check out that video. But that's it for today. If you want to get started or reach out to me for some help, just go to therateupdate.com. You can put in your application right across here. You can give us a call. Our phone number is right up at the top, 844-775-5626. Or you can even reach out to me by asking Dan here or just requesting a consultation. So thanks for watching, folks. God bless. Hope you have a fantastic evening. And I'll be back to let you know how all these numbers come in tomorrow morning and how they will be affecting these things over here. So thanks for watching. See you tomorrow. God bless. Be safe out there, folks. Bye-bye.